hands. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morazi Sheyichyu. And with schus Fuas, Ritzvi ben Yittel, Moshe ben Malka, Ritzvi ben Bracha, Ramoshe ben Rezel, Elisheva, Menya, Bastina Chana, Binyamin Simcha ben Adina Minya, Shalab Rafur Shleima, and Leschus, Daniel Yisrael ben Aviva Elisheva, Moshe ben Peshadina, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Esther, Yosef Ezra ben Esther, Shalab Bracha Batzlacha, Bochama Seidem, Rabbi Yisrael ben Ramoshe Mordechai, Bracha Batzlacha, Bochama Seyadav. The Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amud Sof Amud Aleph writes, "Lama Tokan Rim Kshein Yoshim Tokan Rim Kshein Omdim." Why do we do Tkia and Trua when we sit, and then Tkia and Trua when we stand? Why do we have two sets of Tkias? And so the Gemara Kedei La'arbei V'Satan, to mix up the Satan, famous Gemara. Tosis asks, "But you're over on Baal Tosif. What are you doing the mitzvah twice for? It's Baal Tosif." And if you're going to tell me, says Tosfos, that since you're already Yotze, it's Shalob Bizmano, and therefore you're not over. Because if you do a mitzvah Shalob Bizmano, you're not over, and here you're ready Yotze, so Shalob Bizmano. But we say later on by Birchas Kohanim, Chavches Amit Beis, She'ein Moisif Bracha Achas Mishalom, Mishim Shalo Avra Alea. Zman Zimne, Kem Dila Mitzvah Amalei Tzibur Achwin, Adam Avarach Lohu, Hachanai Mitzvah Amalei Tzibur Hadar Taka Lohu. That, you're not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim twice. You're not allowed to add on a bracha mishalo, meaning you're not allowed to add on your own bracha, because the time hasn't yet passed. Because if another tzibur would come, you do Birchas Kohanim again. So you can't say just because you already did the Birchas Kohanim, the time passed. No. And therefore it's considered still the time. You're not allowed to add a bracha here also. Why are you allowed to add another tekiah if there'd be another tzibur? So then you would blow for them. So it's still considered the time. So now that you're with this tzibur, how you will add on tkiyas? Answers the Gemara that Baal Tosef isn't shayich when you do one mitzvah twice. So if the Kohen says Berachas Kohanim twice to the same tzibur, it's not Baal Tosef. If you blow shofar twice, it's not Baal Tosef. If you take lulav twice, it's not Baal Tosef. So Frek Rebbe Kivegar and Jewish V'chidish, Afra ani tachas kapos ragle balei atesvis uvan yeni doim l'sham. He says, I'm dust under the feet of Tosis, but you can't compare. Dasi milus ramet tzibur achwein unase kapov lemu ase mitzvah. Levarich ose mishamachem mikrizmanoi abal hacha betokel et tzibur acher. Hu eino ose ha mitzvah shekvar yatze ele demotzi ose ha tzibur ose ha mitzvah. Hu shluchem lo tzi ose mishamachem mikrizmanoi abal meshech zman ha mitzvah. He says, how can you compare? There, if there'd be another tzibur, he would duchen for them. He's doing the mitzvah to give them a bracha, and therefore it's called zmana. If another tzibur would come around, then he's doing the mitzvah to bless them, and therefore it's called zmana, because it's a mitzvah for him. Even the second time it's a mitzvah. And therefore it's zmano, and it's Baal Tosef, then if you add a bracha, because it's still zmano. But here, if you blow for a different tzibur, you're not doing a mitzvah. You're ready yotzei. You're just motzi them. So therefore it's not called the Zman HaMitzvah anymore. When you blow the second time for the second tzibur, it's not called Zman HaMitzvah, because it's their mitzvah, not yours, the blower. And therefore it's not called Zman HaMitzvah anymore. So Mat Pitom, that it's called Zman HaMitzvah, just because you can blow for a different tzibur, but that's only their mitzvah, it's not your mitzvah. And so writes L'Arach Laner, to answer the Kashif Tosfos, L'Anius Daiti Yesh L'Chalek, the Bishle Magabi Shofar Kevin Shekataka Kvar Yatzah, when you blew, you were ready yotze, and you don't have any more kiyama mitzvah. And therefore, if you're blowing for a different tzibur, it says in the poskim, they make the bracha. And even if you make the bracha, you're making the bracha to be motzeh, and birchas kohanim, when you bless the tzibur a second time, you're mekayim your own mitzvah the second time. So that's the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger and the kasha of the Aruch Lener. The Chasam Sofer, in his Chidushei Sugis, published in Yerushalayim, 1891, Tafresh Nun Aleph, and Simen Yedches Min HaTimra, it's also published in the Chidushim HaMaseches Rosh Hashanah, the Chasam Sofer, and Sadi Zayin Amar Aleph Midapei HaSefer, the Ramaskim and HaTimra. He writes on what Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Vikshani HaRav HaGoin, Mareinu HaRav HaKiva Gins Nero Yair. So he brings out Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Udidilo kasha midi. But for me, as far as I'm concerned, it's not shver. Ad Rav HaAdif, Tkem Nekam Lan Koy Yisrael Arevim, Umishum Hachi Yachid Motzi Rabbi Midei Chof Asam, Vafilu Im Yatzek Var Motzi, Avagav Dubal Mishen Amuchi Vidar Reina Motzi Acher Midei Chof Asam. Hacha, Havalek Amuchi Vidar Bekem Chkoy Yisrael Arevim, Kem Shlo Yitzu Vorev Vadam, Avalek Amuchi Amuchi Vidar. So he says that since we paskin, that Koy Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh, and therefore Yachid is Motzi Rami Deich Avos, even if he was already Yotzei, even though normally if you're not Mechuyiv, you're not Motzi, but if you're Mitzad Arvis, you're Yotzei, it's like you're Mechuyiv and you're Motzi them, because you have Arvus. So it's like you yourself are doing the mitzvah, and it's considered this man. So when it comes to Tkia, if there will be another Tzibur that you're blowing for, Rabbi K. Baker wanted to taina that it's not your mitzvah, it's their mitzvah. Zakta chasim sofer ma pitom, it's your mitzvah, mitzad arvus, and therefore it's still considered zmano, and that's why you would have a Baal Tosif problem. Ma shein kein b'koin shel rov pamim. The bar meharav Eliezer mimitz ein shum mitzvah Yisrael. But wait a second, when it comes to a Kohen, it's the opposite. There, if another Tzibur comes around, it's not his mitzvah anymore. Because except, according to all the poskim, except for the Baal Sefer Yireim, there's no mitzvah on the Jew to get Birchas Kohanim. So even if you find a different Tzibur, there's no chiyuv to bless that Tzibur, because they have no mitzvah. You already Yotze. You already did your Birchas Kohanim once today. And they are not mechuyev. Lizbarich. Im kein gam olav leka chiyuv mishum arvu arvus. So there's no chiyuv arvus by Birchas Kohanim. Because they don't have the mitzvah to get the bracha according to almost everybody. And therefore it's not zmano. So that's the chilek. That's why. By tkiya shofar, you're going to have a Baal Tosif problem, because it's still considered Zmano, because even when he blows for another Tzibor. So it's his mitzvah, because he has Arvus, but Birchas Kohanim is no Arvus, because no mitzvah al Yisrael is Baruch, and he already did his mitzvah for today. So that's what the Chasam Sofer says. And in fact, he writes that the Rashba also says this, and Rosh Hashanah, Gan Betoken Chosin Betoken, also Ritva Sukkah Membeis, Adkan Divrei HaChasim Sofer, and so he writes in his Tshuvas Arachayim Kuf Samach Zayin, so writes the Rashash to answer the Kashi Rabbi Kiva Eger in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin Amud Beis, V'ayinod B'Tshuvas Chasim Sofer Arachayim Simon Chav Beis, Uvizei Yuvnu, where he gives another Teretz for the Kashi Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now this svara that Chasim Sofer writes, that since Kol Yisrael Reim Zebazeh, he's Arei for them. So it's like he's Mechuyiv B'davar, Afilo Mishikvar Yatzei Deicho Vaso, and it's like he himself did a mitzvah. So with this, we can answer another kasha. We can answer another kasha. And that is that Rabbi Kiva Eger asked. Because it's known, the Machlokas of the Dagul Merivava and Rabbi Kiva Eger, about Shitas HaRosh, that in the Gemara there it says, in Brachas Chafamid Beis, that Nashim Brachas HaMazim Dai Reis Derabanan, says the Gemara, line off Gamina, if women are chayiv in benching darais derabanan. The Gemara says, to be motzi them yidei chovat, to be, if can they be motzi others. If you say it's darais, they could be motzi men, asi darais mapik daraisa. And if you only say it's derabanan, then a derabanan can't be Motzi Adoraisa, says the Rosh, what do you mean? That you're allowed to be motzi others when you eat a kezayis of bread. Aye, but you're only chayv d'rabbanan, they're chayv d'oraisa. So a woman also, even though she's only chayv d'rabbanan, she should be able to be motzi others who are chayv min haTorah. So the Rosh answers, you can't compare. Because a man, even though he didn't eat anything, he could pater others, Kol Yisrael Reim Zeh B'Zeh. Just the rabbi said that he shouldn't make a Brichas Hanenin without Hana. And therefore, if he took a Zayis, so that's enough to be motzi others who ate Kedei Sviya. Because now he becomes an Arev. But in Isha, she's not included in Arvus. And therefore, she cannot be motzi somebody who's Daraisa if she's only Darabonan. So, the Dagul Meravava learns B'Shit Sarosh that women are not B'Chalal Arvus. Only men have arvus for men. But women have no arvus for men. Men are arvus for women. We're not responsible for the other, for the Ezra's Nashim. And the Ezra's Nashim aren't responsible for us. That's the famous sheet of the Dagul Meravava Rikiv Eger holds, that even the Rush would admit that if the women are chayavus themselves, they're included in arvus. And what the Rush was talking about was mitzvahs she'ein hanashim chayavos. If a woman isn't chayav in a mitzvah, then there's no arvos. So that's the famous machlokas, Dagul Meravava Rikiv Eger. If, is there such a thing as arvos from men to women? Dagul Meravava says, according to the Rosh, no. Rikiv Eger says, yes, and the only time there's no arvos is when the woman is in Bechal Chayavis. And Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a raya from the Gemara in Brachas Memches. Gabayane and Malko Malkasa, they were eating bread, and they gave Shimon Shetach a kos to make a bracha, and he drank the kos, and he benched for them. And the Gemara says it was only the shitas of the Garmi Yudavid, because really he can't be motzi them, he has to have eaten bread. So it's mashma, a kezayis of bread. It's mashma, according to the Gemara, that if he ate a kezayis of bread, then he did the right thing by being motzi them. If women how could he be motzi? Eishes yanai is mechuyeves midaraisa. Rav Shimon ben Shetach is only chayav midrabanan, and there's no arvus according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if there's no arvus, so how is a deoraisa able to be motzi a derabanan? How is a derabanan, excuse me, able to be motzi a deoraisa? Eishes yana is mechuyevus midoraisa. Rav Shimon shed is only chayav derabanan. It's mashma, if he would have been a kezayis dagan, he would have had to be motzi. Where's the arvus? So it's muchach that what the Rosh means is that arvus was only l'gabei mi shemechuyev b'mitzvah zu who are b'al acherim. If you're mechuyev in this mitzvah, you're for others. And if women are chayavus of birchas hamazon d'oraisa, so be'emes they could be motzi men because they're shaykh in this mitzvah and that's why they're included in arvus. But a mitzvah that they're not chayav in, in other words, if women are only chayavus berachas hamazon midrabanan, there's no din arvus because they're not chayavus midaraisa. He brings another raya from the Gemara Megillah. He also writes this in the Chubas and Chelik Aleph Siman Zayin, and also in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger Megillah Perek Dalet, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. So again, the Raya Rabbi Kiva Eger is that the implication of the Gemara is that Shimon Shetach, who was only Chayav D'Rabbanan, could have been motzi Eishes Yanai, who was obligated to Araisa. I, there's no Arbis for Nashim. According to the Rashi, the answer is there is Arbis for Nashim. There is Arbis for Nashim. In Mitzvah, Shem Chayavos Ba. So since by benching on the Tzad that they're Chayavos Midoraisa, they're just as Chayav as men, so therefore Shem Ben Shetach has Arbis for her. Mashen Kain, if it's a Mitzvah that women aren't Chayav in, then they have no Arbis for men. So on the Tzad that benching is only the Rabbanan, a woman can't be Motzi a man in benching. Why not? Because man is chayav midoraisa, and a woman is chayav midorabanan. So that's not she's not considered chayav like a man, and therefore she can't be motzi man. And that's why the Gemara says, so if she's only Darabanan, how's she going to be able to be multi Daraisas? She's only Darabanan. And she can't be Chayavis Midaraisa on the tzad that women are only Chayavis Midarabanan. And Memela, there's no Arvis. So that's all sweet and beautiful. That's the Machlokas. So according to what the Chasam Sofer writes that we learned before, we could be Miyashev, the Kasher of Yikiv Eger. Because since Rav Shimon Shetach was Motzi Yanai, who ate a Shir Daraisa, so if that's the case, Shimon Ben Shetach, it's true that he was only Mechuyiv Darabanan Gzedek Zayis Dagon, but now he's Mechuyiv Daraisa because of Yanai. Mitzad Yanai, now he's Mechuyiv Daraisa because of Arvus. And Memele, he can also be Yotzei Eishes Yanai, because then you don't need to come on to Arvus, because now they're both Mechuyiv Min HaTorah. Now they're both Mechuyiv Min HaTorah, both Eishes Yanai and Shimon Shetach. How did Shimon Shetach become Chayiv Min HaTorah? Because he's responsible for Yanai, his Arvus for Yanai. So when do you need to come on to Arvus? You only need to come on to Arvus when the person isn't, who's being motzi, isn't obligated on the same level as the person who's being yotze. So you'd say, ah, but you have arvus, so you can be motzi the other person even though he's not obligated. But if he's obligated on the same level as the other person, he can be motzi them, and that's why he can be motzi shesianai, because he has arvus for yanai meili, he's chayv darais meili, he can be motzi shesianai. So it's not mitzad arvus. So really, Dagol Meir Rav is a raya. There is no arvus for nashim. Rav Gaver's raya is not a raya. And the Tzlach himself, right, the Tzlach is the same as the Dagol Meir Avov, is the same as the Noda B'Yuda. He actually writes this Teretz. It's written in the Sefer Mutzal Me'eshin, Simen Yud Beis. But he writes it in the Tzlach and Brachas. And he says that since Yanai, he was being Motzi Yanai and his friends, now he's Mechuyiv Midoraisa, because Kol Yisrael Rebim Zeba Zeh. And Memele, he could be Motzi Eishes Yanai. So what's the Shoresh HaMachlokes between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chasam Sofer? So that's a very good question. And Amir Tzah Hashem, in the next shir, we are going to B'li Neder explore that. And we are going to see continued neflos, mitoras, Hashem. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, shalom.